Hello?
Hey Paul, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going great. Well, I really apologize for this delay. Actually, I got occupied over a phone call with a client. Just got free from him. So I was expecting that going to get ended, 50 minutes back, but it's too long. So I believe this is the right time. Are you occupied?
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
All right, perfect. So Paul, we presented two homepage mockup to you, right? But based on your own, ideas, your competitors, we think that instead of sticking to this platform, what if we change the platform and provide you extensive functional requirement? Would that work for you? Because in the scheduling, the scheduler that you look forward to have, it's going to be more like an appointment system, correct?
Hold on. For the first thing is the link. I can't get into the link. So I'm locked out of the demo stuff, so I haven't even been able to see it. So
Oh.
before I want to make any like changes, I want to be able to get into this demo to actually see what's going on.
All right. So let's do this. Can you come onto my website on the chat box and I'll share the links with you? And then, maybe
Okay, so
that might work.
what's the website?
Can you come
What's
to
the
my
website?
website? Prime Design Innovator.com. Prime Design Innovator.com.
And you guys are based in California, right?
Correct, that's correct.
It's saying Prime Design Innovator
Correct.
DNS access could not be found.
DNS. Maybe there is a, typo. Let me spell it for you. It's going to be PRIME Prime DESIGN. And in Innovator, it's INN. It's like, 2N. OVATOR.com.
No, I know how to spell it.
All
I spelled it
right.
right. It's just telling me that not.
Address not found. Let me do this. Let me send you a Zoom meeting link, all right? Maybe that might work. Yeah. Do you have the access to your email?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me just quickly draft for you. Paul@imperuimpt. Imperium. What's that? Is your other brand?
It's the parent company.
Oh. So do you have the website for the parent company?
No, we don't need a website for our parent company. That just houses other stuff that we do.
All right. All right. So it's just a domain that you have got. All right. So did you got the link?
No, I haven't gotten it.
Update your send and receive, it should be there because I just sent it.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason it's not coming through. I don't know. Yeah, I went on the link and it's telling me I can't connect. I went to you guys' website. It's not opening. Wait, Roger. Oh, I got it. Hold on.
Perfect, perfect.
Hold on one second. Launching. Showing me.
All right, I see you here.
Okay.
All right, hold on for a second. Let me quickly start sharing my screen with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see you for time. All right, this is one of the concepts, right, that we created.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And see, if my website is working, right? Prime Design Innovators.
Yeah.
No. Like, if I'm not sure, maybe,
okay.
You know, there must be a... you know, firewall or something like that might be stopping you to visit my website. But let's not get into that discussion. This is option two, all right, like version two. If you see this, it's having a complete motion hover effects, the way the pictures are. Hmm?
This is what I asked for at all.
This is just to give you an idea, all right?
Yeah, but I don't know, the other guy I talked to, right? I told him the site that I was looking to kind of recreate, the site I wanted to look like,
mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing looks nothing like that.
See, it's like, you know, the ideas that you have envisioned, that is
like
shared.
I didn't like the boxes. I don't like these boxes like that guy doing the kettlebell. I don't like the boxes like that at all. We wanted everything, one photo, just like the Equinox website.
Yeah, we have that
just
in mind.
Like that.
Yeah, we have that in mind.
Yeah, but this looks...
All right, so you rejected
this
one.
Like it.
All right, so you rejected this one. That's fine. We rejected this one. All right, now this is option two, right? You see the option two?
Yeah.
All right. Does this look better to you?
No.
Why not? There's a lady there.
Man, listen, I just gave you guys $3,000. This isn't funny.
It's here, all right? What you requested, Equinox.
That isn't what I – this is not what I requested, man. Like, go look at the Equinox website and then look at this right here. This is not – this doesn't look anything – that's not it. That's not what I wanted at all. Like, this right here, you see how that is what each section – just that little section in the middle right there, you hit that, click that join now button, takes you right to the member. Everything's simple and it's clean. It's one picture. It's one layout. Easy, smooth. The boxes right there that just give us our indicators that we need to go to. And that's it. Very streamlined. Like, that's how I want it. That's the look I'm looking for. The way the other one looked like it was just some, that looked like something I could pay $400 for.
No, it's not like that. See, if you see, this is one picture. Then this is, you know.
Yeah, but I got the arrows on the side. I don't know what these, this is not.
All right, that's fine. See,
yeah,
it's your feedback.
We're
doing custom website. And we're going to be following your feedback. So we just want to know what you hate there and what you love there, all right? And now on the basis of that, we will provide you the revised concept, not a problem at all. So let's say you think that this isn't the right option, right concept. That's fine. Reject this one as well. Take a look on the third one, right? Hold on for a second. Now, do you see this one?
Yeah.
What about this one?
No. You see how they're boxes of things?
Mm-hmm.
You see the box? I don't want the boxes. I want the whole thing to be the picture.
I got it. Parallax. We say it parallax effect. You want a parallax effect on the backdrop, just like this, whenever we scroll down. And whenever there's a new section, it should be a new picture at the backdrop and the information on it. Right? That's what your concept is. Right? Instead of me coming up with the boxes in the picture, it should be picture itself as a, you know, a background, and on the background, on top of it, we will be having the picture, you know, the information. Correct?
Yes.
I got it. Not a problem at all. See, we don't want it to replicate it, right? We want it to provide you unique stuff, right? When we say unique stuff, it should be having its own, you know, characteristics, or I would say own, you know, options in terms of your visitors. Because we don't want them to think like you're associated to Equinox.
What did you say?
I said that I don't want your visitor to think that you are associated to Equinox, right? It should be
they won't think we're associated if the information is different. All I want is the feel to be the same, though.
I got it. With the same feel? I got it. That's fine, Paul. Don't worry about it. We come up with these options, right? There were different designers, right, working on to the project. Every designer came up with their idea based on the information that you have shared. But now we are on the same page. I know it's about a parallax effect. We will come up with something which is having a parallax effect. It is going to have a background, you know, picture itself and text onto it. Same goes with the second picture. Go ahead.
I get it. The only thing I'm talking about is I had a clear conversation with the guy before, and I told him I wanted to look like Equinox. There shouldn't be any diversion from that. Like, I wanted to feel like the Equinox website. I wanted to move like that. And all I want to do is add our information into that, right? I don't want to recreate the wheel. I just want to implement this and put this with the drivers, right? And that's all I want. That's all I really want is it to move like the Equinox. I want the same type of experience. I just want our information in it.
I got it. I got your idea. Not a problem at all. So we'll take care of it. There were a few more things that we wanted to discuss about the classes and trainings. All right. So could you explain me that, how the training is going to get conducted, how the class is going to get conducted?
Well, we have personal training, one-on-one training, we have duet training, and we have small group class instruction. Those are our three main provider sources.
Mm-hmm.
So we want, just like they have the personal training, Pilates, that we want that to be just right there. So when people go into training, they can see those options. And then when they click on, say, personal one-on-one training, they would click on that. When they click on that, it would go straight to, not the Pilates one, but if it went to, like, say, this was our duet, it would have two people training with one person in that one. We would have that picture right there and all the benefits for that, what it provides and all that type of stuff. Right?
I got it.
Pricing, and then we would want that to be able to take them all the way to the inventory part where they could purchase the duet packages that we have. So that's what we want the drivers to be on the website for when you talk about just training.
I got it. All right.
So
and
each box.
I think all of the trainings are going to be in person, correct?
Yes, all of our trainings are in person. Now, the one thing I talked about with the other guy about about the trainers was I wanted each of our trainers to be visual on when they hit that one-on-one training or when they hit that any part of our training box at the top. When they first click in, it's the picture of all of our trainers. And then from there, they can click on that, and our trainers have their own individual space that they could speak to. They could speak to what they teach in there, and they could add that. And that's something that is living. So they could add different blogs. They could add newsletters. They could add changing in information. Their calendar is available so people could book on their calendar. All of that stuff is right there. I don't know if he talked to you about that, but that was one of the big things.
What he told me is, like, as soon as they, you know, subscribe for any of the classes, all right, they would be having an option of all the profiles for your trainers, and then they can contact them. They will just have their contact details there, like, you know, maybe an email address. With the help of that email address, they can contact them onto their email. That's what he told me.
Yeah, that's not what we talked about. So
perfect.
What I wanted was a section. This is, I'm starting to get nervous now because I had a long conversation with him about all this stuff, and now I'm hearing something totally different. I'm seeing something totally different, right? So what I told him was I wanted all of our trainers there, but I wanted our trainers, when they clicked our trainer to have their own profile page. That profile page is edited and developed by the trainer so they could add things, they could take things out, they could add videos, they could talk to clients all through that pipeline right there, their own page that they could
promote themselves
on. CRM,
you are referring to a CRM, customer, you know, it's a CRM where customer can interact with your trainers, and super admin panel can take a look on it. Whatever they are, you know, discussing, whatever the classes, whatever the scheduling that they have there, it could be monitored by the admin. However, a trainer can communicate with the, you know, trainees there, right? So it's going to be like that. It's going to be a CRM, a portal that you're referring to. The client retention portal, right? That's what you're referring. I'll have
that's
a discussion.
Yeah, that's what he told me that was no problem to do.
Yeah, it's no problem to do, but a problem to do with the same package, right? That could be a problem.
What?
Yeah.
No, he told us that this package covered all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he has told
that's
that to you.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, if he has told that to
he
you.
Told,
that I'd start
yes,
responsibility
that's why I bought
to
it.
Deliver it. It's our responsibility to deliver
yeah.
it, yeah. That if he has told that to you, not a problem. It's our responsibility to do that. So don't worry, we'll do it for you, all right? But yeah, I would say it's going to be you getting benefit. All right, for the member benefits, the members or the trainers you have, would you be providing a login to all the trainers with their profile, like a login area for your customer, all right, the trainers, and the admin, correct? Three different logins will be created.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me show you an example, all right? But I don't think that this was supposed to be provided. Just showing that to you.
That's what I talked about, man. Like, the reason I paid is he told me that I said everything I needed. He told me absolutely this could be provided. This was the discount. I said, all right, if you guys could do that, I will pay for it. If you guys couldn't, I would have went with somebody else that told me they would provide it.
I got it. I got it. I got your point. Not a problem. All right. So sign in. Test customer. Test admin.
Can I talk to the guy that signed me up, that sold me this?
I will have him call you. Not a problem at all. And I already told you that is just to collect the information from you, and we will provide you what you look forward to have, right?
Well, no, you just told me that it's not provided in the package I bought.
You know, the CRM that you referred, I was not connected to that. But I already told you that if he have committed that to you, we're liable to provide that to you. We will provide it, right? But I don't think...
Yeah, but you guys... I don't want to get back and forth. If this is something that if you guys aren't communicating, then that's a problem because you guys work at the same company. I sat down with him for a long time and went over everything we wanted in the website. He told me that everything I said I wanted was not a problem. He told me that's what I would get. That's why I paid. I had two conversations with him. If now all of a sudden this is stuff that he is not provided in the package and you guys are trying to upsell me on stuff, then I'm not going to play that game because I chose you guys over a lot of other companies.
And Paul, we'll not let you down. We'll not let you down.
Well,
you
right
took
now,
the decision. We'll not let you down. All right, and you misunderstood what I said. Let me repeat it again. All right, what he told me was just the area, a page where we're supposed to showcase the information from all the trainers, right? And the visitor would be able to contact them by having their contact details. It could be email or it could be a number that they would be able to access from the website, right? And then they can communicate. But what you're referring is a CRM functionality. What I told you is if it's already committed, that it's a part of the plan, then we are liable, we are accountable to provide that to you, all right? That's what I said. And I told you that I think, it's my understanding, it's my assumption that maybe it's not included. So let me just go ahead and talk to him myself. If he committed that to you, I'll provide that to you. For now, we are not in the development part of the project. We just trying to finalize the design element. I was trying to get the insight on the functional requirement as well. So what I'm going to do,
yes,
I'm going to come up with a new homepage markup just like Equinox. I got your idea completely. And we'll go from there, and we can finalize the functionality at that point of time, right?
All right. So can you have him call me so I could talk to him?
Yeah, I'll have him call you, right?
All right.
It's already 4:30 here. Can I have him call you on Monday?
It's 4:13. No, he can call me right now. It's 4:13. If you guys are in California, it's 4:13. People work. Everybody works in L.A. till 5 o'clock.
All right.
So
I'll have
you can't call me now. What's going on? Unless you guys are really in India.
I'll have him call you now. Well, who told you that we're in India?
So I'm just saying. Let me have him call me, and if he can't call me, then we could talk about going on, maybe doing something different.
Well, I told you I was asking that if he can call you on Monday, if you want now, I'll have him call you now. Not a problem.
Yeah, I would like to talk to him now.
All right.
All right.